looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, welcome to She's Building Her Empire, episode number 157. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel, and thank you for joining me today. We've had a really great week talking about our last interview on Tuesday was all about copywriting. And I actually introduced you to my copywriter, Maria, and I'm just such a huge fan of Maria. I cannot say enough. And if you watched that episode, I'm sure you're a huge fan of her too. She's pretty phenomenal. And it's so funny when I first met her, I actually met her through somebody that was already using her. So it was a referral basis. I jumped on my, like on Skype to, we were going to just quick jump on a video. And it was so funny because I was hiding out in my daughter's bedroom because the kids were home. And I said to my husband, okay, you go in this room. I'm going to go in that room. So it's quiet. And Maria wasn't on video. She was just on Skype audio. And I said to her, I'm hiding in my daughter's room. I really don't have a pink background. Like it's a bright pink, crazy pink wall that I have painted in her room. And Maria was like, oh, no problem. I actually do have a bright pink wall in my office. And I'm going, oh my goodness, I can't believe I just said that. And it was one of those things where I wasn't sure if she was kidding, was she not? And of course, the next time we jump on a call and she is on a video, she is like in the identical room that I was in, bright pink wall behind her. So of course, lesson learned there. But anyway, I loved interviewing Maria on Tuesday because I've been working with her now for a few months and getting to know her really well. But when you interview somebody, I had no idea her background and her story of how she became, you know, what she was doing. And so cool to hear that she earned that scholarship through Kimmer Luna's program. So really interesting. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to interview her. Now, here's what I've learned from the online space is really know your strengths and your weaknesses. And I want to talk about copy a little bit more today, but I really want to talk about knowing if this is something that you're really strong at and should be doing, or if it's one of your weaknesses and you need to let it go. Now, not everybody needs a copywriter ever, or maybe just right now, right? You might be able to get away with what you're doing. And I'm going to give you some tips if you're going, I don't really have the budget to do this. How do I make this work? So one of the things that I did in the very beginning, and I still wasn't even very good at doing this, but if you're not too bad at copywriting, I think this will be a good trick for you. So what I like to do is I have an email address that I set up and I just use it to subscribe to everything like crazy. I'm just giving out my email left and right. But here's the kind of cool part about that. The email address that I'm using, I only go into when I need to be inspired. I want to look at copy. I want to look at freemiums, whatever it is. And it's an email address that I don't use on Facebook and other tools like that because Facebook can retarget whatever email you're using if it's the email address you're using to log in with them. So it's like a safe space to be doing something like this and to not be getting retargeted and overwhelmed with everything. So that's just one of the things I want you to do if you don't have that already. And it's actually the only email address that I am okay with keeping on my phone because it's one of those things where, you know, maybe I'm sitting somewhere waiting and I've got like 10 minutes to kill here or 5 minutes there. I'll just flip in there in that email instead of scrolling on Facebook. I'll actually go in there and start kind of figuring out what people are doing or what they're up to and just using that as another method. So just wanted to share that with you. Now, when I'm talking about know your strengths and your weaknesses, there are some people who are writing copy that I'm asking or assuming they have a copywriter and they're like, no, I'm just doing it myself. When you are okay at this or not too bad, right? I mean, because there are some people who are just amazing, right? That is what they're supposed to be doing. That may or may not be you. So when you have that fake email address set up, you can go get on anybody's subscription list just to see how they're creating those emails. Maybe they're going through a big launch and you want to see what their launch emails look like. Now, you're obviously not going to copy what they're doing, but what you can do is you can model it after them. So you can model after their layout, how often they're sending, what they're sending. Now, one thing that you have to be very careful of, it's one of those things where you don't know what you don't know. You might be thinking, well, I'm seeing all of the emails, but there are sometimes emails where you see them you don't see them because you are one of the people that opened the email, meaning they might say in their Infusionsoft or whatever software they're using, they might say, please send this email out to anybody that has not opened their last couple emails, or just to send out to people who have. So you're not always seeing everything that's behind the scenes. And I really do want you to know that. Okay. Now, when you're studying what's happening, what they're doing, and I'm saying modeling, I'm saying when somebody starts the conversation with a question, and you can tell it evokes some kind of emotion. Use that model and say, okay, well, how can I start with a question? What can I say that would make sense? So you're doing this without copying them, right? They're going to have no idea you're using their model specifically. And you'll see that a lot of them are very, very similar. Now, the next thing might be, you know, you're looking that there's three sentences in this paragraph. And then all of a sudden, the next one has a space and it's one sentence and it's bolded. And you really like what that looks like. You can create things like that in your copy. So be very, very observant with all of this. Now, the one thing to be careful with is you're watching people who look very successful, but you don't know if their copy is successful and converting or even getting opened. So be careful about that because you can't just copy and model and not know what those results are. And sometimes we think, well, if I copy this big name guru, of course they're doing it right. What I've learned is sometimes they're not as aggressive or they're not as strategic because they don't have to be, right? They can be last minute. They can shoot out an email just to see if it gets open. So you have to be careful too, because they're not always the people to be watching. They can get away with a lot of things that maybe you and myself can't get away with. So I do want to put that out there as well. It's really, really important that you're observing people, but you're going, are we exactly on the same page here? Now, when you have the money to finally invest, I really 100% believe copy is one of the first things that you will be investing in. And I mean that when I'm talking about, do I need a Facebook ad strategist? You know, do I need somebody for funnels? A lot of that is the foundation of all of that, right? You have to have a Facebook ad, but we're taking some of the copy for the Facebook ads from what the copywriter is writing. So it's a really great step for you to invest in when the time is right and when you have that income coming in. Now, with that said, great copy sells way more. I mean, unbelievable amount of more. And the first time I ever used a copywriter for my entire launch was just this last launch. And it was really, really scary for me because I had used a copywriter before, you know, email sequence here and maybe a Facebook ad copy there, but never the entire launch from beginning to end. And I spent about $6,000 on what I purchased in the specific package. And I brought in around $60,000. So I share that with you because I want you to see it was really scary for me to put that kind of money into my copy before I ever knew was I even going to sell something down the road. Now, I could have made $0 from that launch, and that is where the scary part comes in. When people say, well, I don't have the money yet, so I'm just going to wait till I make the money, and then I'm going to invest it. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes you don't make the money until you invest first. And it's one of those things where you might have to risk something to get that reward, okay? Not all the time, but sometimes. So I want to kind of break that down with you. Now, what I always tell people too is I'm a very good spender. I can spend a lot of money when it comes to my business because I see the potential. So what did I do with that $60,000? Well, let me tell you, I blew through that very, very quickly because there are so many things you can buy and get and add to your business and reinvest in, and that money can fly through, especially when you're building your team. But one of the things that I immediately invested in with that cash was redoing my entire website copy. So that was a big deal. I saw how impressed I was with the copy and how I knew that this was part of the missing piece that I had been waiting for to have one of these really successful launches. I did have a five-figure launch before, but not at this level and this quickly. I mean, we actually sold out our first product within 48 hours. So that was a really, really big deal for me specifically. Now, with that said, as I was going, okay, I need more copy here. What should I do? And I, trust me, I kind of started to get a little addicted going, oh, I need this redone. I need this redone. I need that. And I want you to be clear too, that sometimes copywriting, yes, it can be, you know, your entire freemium. Somebody can actually write that for you. But you have to be very, very careful that it's what you want to teach and it's your words and it's the way that you sound and how you're going to do it. So everything I put out there, it's me, right? It's my story. And you can feel that. You can tell that. And I think you'd be able to tell if somebody wasn't using their experience in what they're writing. For me, I kind of give Maria something that I want to talk about, and she just makes it sound so much better, right? It's kind of going from a B to an A in school. Like, you just need that little extra something to get you up there. And I feel like she's really taken me to that level. So I do want to make sure I'm very clear on that, because if you go out and find a copywriter, there are many options. You can go from giving them all of your stuff and just having them edit, more of a copy editor. And there are people who write from scratch that they don't ever see anything. And you have to know that there is a wide range of what you could be doing too. Okay. Now with my last launch too, I do want to put this out there. It wasn't just the copywriting. You know, there are so many pieces to having that big of a launch and a lot of time, right? There was a lot of time and money that I put into that. I was on Facebook Live 2 times per day, every single day for a week. I stayed on daily for I think a week or two after. So many hours in the group, engaging on the Facebook group. And I worked so hard during my launch that I actually lost my voice the week after. I had to cancel my Facebook lives because there was no voice. I could not push enough for really to come out and actually have you hear me. So don't ever just think that you'll hire this one person and your business will just take off, because it really does take work, but it also takes some really great people if you want to do it right. Now, I loved when Maria talked about in our interview, figuring out what you want. And, you know, before you can kind of go into this space, whether it's in your online business, your brick and mortar business, whatever it is, we use the analogy of taking care of you as a mom, right? Before you can take care of your kids. So it's so important that you take care of yourself so you can be a great mom, a great wife, and take care of your kids. Same thing in the copywriting world. Maria is saying she can't really help you until you know what you want and what you want to bring out, right? And then when you're taking care of yourself and figuring that all out, now you can help your audience. You can't help your audience if you're still struggling on where you want to go, what you want to do. So I thought that was really interesting and a great way to describe that. Now, another thing that we've chatted about a little bit was writing your about page. And I want to bring this up because your about page is so much. I mean, it's going to target your audience, but it's great for people who come there to check you out for podcast interviews and other things like that. And when I started, I just kind of went and I observed other people and I just did the generic, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, a speaker, an author, right? And it was so boring. And I now see, you know, probably a year, 2 years later, the difference in what my about page looks like and how this copy just speaks to people. And I have so many people say, wow, I resonate with this. It's such a great story. And it's because I took something that I was almost not embarrassed about, but I was kind of thinking like, is this really at the level to be sharing, right? So my story is I started in my parents' backyard. But what's great about that is it's different. It's unique. And I actually had somebody say to me, I've always heard people say like the front yard, right? They're doing a lemonade stand or something like that. But it's like a weird place, the backyard. So it pulls people in and they're like, well, what did she do in the backyard? How did she do that? So I think it makes people stop and question that. And now that I've really made sure that I've brought out the uniqueness in my story, it's so funny because everybody that interviews me on their podcast, that's the line that usually when you interview somebody, there's this sentence and it'll say, you know, I'll use mine. So a lot of people will grab from backyard business to seven figures with Stacy Tuschel. That is used over and over and over. And it's not me that says it. It's them looking at it and going, this is a cool story. People will listen to this podcast. They'll open this email. So it's kind of cool to see what other people are gravitating towards as well. So I really want you to be thinking, what is unique about you? How did you start? What is your story? People want to know behind the scenes, right? So I really want you to think about that. And what I would love for you to do too, for those of you that are listening pretty close to when this is actually going live, my brand new website is up. And I have not taken the old one down yet. And I'm going to keep it up for just like a week or so. I really want people to look at the difference between websites. Now, what's crazy to me is I had the first one professionally written, but it wasn't a copywriter. And I never really knew the difference in the beginning. Like, I didn't understand what the difference was. And I don't even need to explain it to you. If you go look at the old website and you look at the new website, you will see the big difference. And one will resonate with you on a much deeper level. So the old website is just my name, stacytuschel.com. And the new website is shesbuildingherempire.com. So I would love for you to check that out. I'm going to definitely go over and grab it and kind of screen flow it so I can show that to people in the future, because I think it's really interesting to see. Now, if you haven't signed up for our 5-day challenge coming up starting next week, we're actually going to be doing this all about branding because it's still something so kind of fresh in my mind right now, going through this rebrand, finally having the website be up and running, and we're actually going to be launching a behind the scenes of the website and an unveil of how it's going down and what we're doing and all of that. So make sure to be following us on Facebook Live as well. But it's just basically kicking off this challenge that's coming up called Brand to Expand. And it's going to be starting in next week, Monday, the 27th, and it's going to go Monday through Friday. I'll kind of quickly just give you this overview. Day one is understanding and harnessing the power of that driving force behind your business, and then really solidifying the position to create a much greater impact. Because I'm telling you, I have worked with a lot of people. And yes, everybody wants to make an income and they want to charge what they're worth, but all of my clients are always talking about making a deeper impact. So I want to make sure that we touch on that. Then day two, going beyond basics and finding out how to best utilize your gifts and skills to fill in the gap in the marketplace using something I call my 4P formula. Then day three, know what your brand personality is and how it can help you attract an obsessed audience of raving fans and clients. Then day four, learn the little known art, really creating these offers that just get your ideal client and it gets them excited. Then last, we wrap up day five. If you can't sell, you can't make money. So we need to learn the simplified sales strategy that I personally implement to close those big deals, to hit that $60,000 launch, right? And to ensure those consistent profits. So it starts on Monday, February 27th. You can check it out at brandtoexpandchallenge.com, brandtoexpandchallenge.com. And that's either the word two, T-O, or the number two. Either one is going to get you there. And if you're listening to this and it's already passed, still go to that landing page because I'll always make sure that I take you to where you need to go. You'll be able to access it. We usually turn them into evergreen as well. But if you got time this upcoming week, go do it because it's so much more powerful when you do it live with a group of people. And I would definitely encourage you to find an accountability partner. When you go to that challenge, it's going to take you to the Facebook group too. And either find somebody in the group as your accountability partner, find somebody that needs to do this. And who is this for? It's not just for somebody who needs to rebrand or create a brand. It's for somebody who has a brand that thinks it's great. And I want to make sure that I kind of quiz you on some of these things to really make sure you are putting the absolute best version of yourself out there. So I'm really excited for this challenge. If you're not signed up already, head on over brandtoexpandchallenge.com and I will see you guys very soon.
And before you go, I want to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is my go-to audio book of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every single day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to check out their service. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/herempire. Again, that's audibletrial.com/herempire for your free trial today.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.